wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God, what's going to happen?
Breaking down the week's news and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
That's the number of this episode of the Spanish Announce Table Professional Wrestling Podcast. I am the Deviant One, Captain Awesome. Across the table from me on his cellular phone,
as always,
T-Mac. T-Mac, how was your week?
Week was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went skydiving.
Yes.
Well, let me finish my sentence.
Right.
I went skydiving 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Well, then this past
weekend.
When
you turned old.
30. You're older than me. So
yeah.
Let's remember that.
But you've joined the club now.
Yeah, but you've already been in it for a while.
Yeah. No, I've welcomed you.
Thank you. So
with open arms. I had some orthopedic shoes and some hard candies for you.
Some Skechers.
Yeah. I had some orthopedic Skechers and a bag of Werther's Originals.
And some khakis, some nice white khakis,
yeah, and some gout medicine,
and a nice polo.
You're right. Yeah, it's a nice polo that you can tuck in.
So anyhow,
with
back to my
stretchy waist pants.
Yep, the stretchy waist pants. And then
the pleats in the front,
and the really thick, extra thick socks.
Yeah, yeah, the brown compression socks.
Yep. So anyhow, back to what I was trying to say. It's 2 weeks ago I went skydiving.
You're old.
Yep. There it is. You're older than me.
Right.
And then last weekend I went to Worlds of Fun.
Yes.
And man, I just ruined Worlds of Fun for me because when you go skydiving,
these rides are like this sucks.
And for those who don't know what Worlds of Fun is, it's a theme park with roller coasters, things like that. And I tried really hard to be like,
woo!
And I was just like, nothing.
You're like holding your hands up.
I was like, nothing is like, man. I did the ripcord, which the ripcord is you get.
Oh, you paid for that, huh?
Yeah, you get put in a harness. You get.
Was that at least somewhat close? I haven't done that yet.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
So you get put in a harness, and then you get raised up about 300 feet in the air.
Yeah, it's up there.
And I went by myself. And so you get raised up there, and then you got to pull the cord.
Yeah, you got to pull it.
To go. Well, typically, and those for the enhanced radio, typically what you do is when you fall, it's like a glide to where you just drop down, like chest down, and then you go, oh, and there you go.
Yeah.
And then now you're just swinging.
I'm sure the whole
time
you think you're going to smack right into the ground.
Right. And so you kind of just glide until the swing is done, right?
Right.
Until gravity is now over, right?
Yeah.
Well, what happened is I get up there and I'm by myself and I tried to pull the cord that was on my left shoulder with my right hand.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't go. And so I'm like, mother. And so finally I pull it. But what had happened is when I pulled it, my momentum took me like forward, took me forward.
So now you're like nose diving.
I did a nose dive like for a good 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So
and you think it's malfunctioning, you're going to die.
Yeah, for 2 seconds, like a legit 2 seconds, 1001, 1002.
Yeah.
My thought was, this is how it ends.
Yeah.
I'm going to die at Worlds of Fun.
On a date.
It was with family.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. Boom, almost just ended it.
Ugh.
But then it corrected itself.
Yes.
And then I was like, but because then my cousin and then some patrons that were just there, as I was coming, I was like, yeah, this is great. But like my face going down was, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Hey, we're all good.
Hey!
But then, so I did that. Right. So I did that, and that was fine. I mean, that got my adrenaline going, but yeah, everything else, I was just like, man, am I going to have to like for my adrenaline rush only skydive? I mean, there's other things, but like that's an expensive adrenaline rush.
Then you went to Metro Pro.
I did go to Metro Pro and man, that was a good show.
Yeah. You met Jim Cornette in person this time?
Met Jim Cornette in person. He actually said how much of a good time he had on the show, and he initiated the love to be on again. Like, I didn't have to, I went up to him, I go, Mr. Cornette, my name's T-Mac. I'm the one that did the interview with you on Tuesday. Oh, yeah, T-Mac. You know, he's like, man.
Did he spank you with the racket?
No, he had the racket in his hand. You know, he's like, and I was like, there's a crowd, so if you hit me, you know. But,
I'm going to sue.
Right, exactly. I will do that. No, I wouldn't do that. But he was like, he goes, man, I got a good response from that. I guess you guys, whoever you are that did it, I guess you tweeted him. And he mentioned it to me, and he's like, love to be on the show again. And I was like, are you serious? Like, kind of, like, I was outwardly like, of course, like, yeah.
That would be the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
On the inside, I was just like, oh, he liked being on the show? Yeah. That was so cool.
You didn't think we were punk amateurs.
Right, exactly. So, and he was really good. Man, he had some good one-liners. He is just the quickest with those pop.
He's like, quick.
One of the things was, and Jeremy Wyatt, friend of the show.
Yes.
Great dude. But the storyline had, in effect, Jeremy Wyatt was like, Jim Cornette, you need to stop listening to Strider, listen to me. And if you don't listen to me, obviously, and this is what he said, obviously the Young Bucks were right, and this business has passed you by.
Right.
Jim Cornette, without missing a beat, goes, well, I don't care what those two midget vanilla wrestlers have to say. Yeah. And remember, kid, I've spent more time in the Madison Square locker room than you have in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
And I was just like, God damn. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, love Jeremy Wyatt to death.
Yes.
But that's a great, like,
it is a great line.
One-liner.
Yeah.
And then I actually got the crowd to laugh and cheer a little bit, and it was at the expense of another good friend of Spanish Downs Table. And if he's listening, I'm sorry, but you're a heel, and so I had to make fun of you because heels get made fun of by the crowd. Iceman. Iceman was a heel manager.
Okay.
And he walked out there, and he was doing a great job. Yeah, amazing job.
Of course,
right?
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. Great at what he does. He didn't wrestle. He was the manager.
Yeah.
So he does some underhand tactics. His guy and him win. And he gets in the ring, and they're celebrating. And I go, nice hair, Iceman. Yeah. And he's bald.
Yeah.
And people loved it. And I was like, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you heard me, but I was like, yeah, nice hair, Iceman. And he's like, yes, got one. And everyone laughed around me. So, yeah, it was a great show. It was fun. You know what Metro Pro does a really good job of?
What's that?
Is they bring the last four shows, I think so. They brought the main event into the crowd. But because the crowd is regulars and functioning adults, like, they bring it into the crowd to where it's right next to you, but, like, no one, you don't have to worry about someone grabbing the wrestler. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly right.
And it's so much fun when they're, like, literally
the crowd interaction,
arms distance. Yeah.
The crowd interaction at Metro Pro is some of the best I've ever seen in wrestling. Yeah.
Like it, so, yeah. It was a really good, fun time.
Yeah.
What about you?
Not much. Just a lot of running around, doing family stuff, getting stuff prepared, and a lot of shopping, and you know.
Yeah. Were you at Metro Pro?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Just
running around doing family stuff. By the time we were done, it was 7:30, and I was like, well, that's not going to really work out so well. Yeah.
Show started at 7.
Yeah. Well, but then I wouldn't have got there until about 8.
Okay. Show went until 10:30.
Yeah. Catch the next one.
Yeah. Hey, and the next one, December 5th, for anyone in Kansas City,
or
if you're going to be in Kansas City.
Yes.
December 5th is the next Metro Pro. Uh-huh. They're going to do a 60-minute Ironman match.
The rubber match of two previous 60-minute Ironman match.
And it's going to be against, who we mentioned earlier, Jeremy Wyatt, and if you listened last week, Mark Sterling.
Yes. The fittest wrestler on earth.
Yeah.
Versus Jeremy, the Rebel Wyatt.
Yes.
Yes.
Heavyweight champion.
Yes, Metro Pro heavyweight champion.
You know what? And one other thing I want to mention before we move on and get into the news, as we always do.
Yes.
The King Brothers. We mentioned last week how
they're great. We got to get them on the show.
We will, because I talked to them. But we mentioned how, like, oh, it's kind of funny that, like, they're the fat ones and you're the fit one.
Yeah.
They're losing weight.
Are they really?
Yeah, like, they're starting to look really good to where it's like, well, maybe now you're a baby face because you're actually getting people in shape.
And when I talk about the Metro Pro crowd interaction, they're some of the best at it, even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they know how to work a crowd and be heels,
right,
like old school style.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's great. Love the King Brothers. We got to get them on. But we don't got time for this, T-Mac. We got to get into what we always start the show with, always and every damn time, and that's the mother loving news.
Come on.
One more time, and he'll tie Ric Flair.
John Cena.
Batista is a married man again. The former WWE superstar turned Hollywood movie star is married to his third wife this week. Her name is Sarah Jade, and her Twitter account says she is a brand ambassador. pole aerialist and owner of Buttercup Pole Dance.
Hey, you know, they need loving too.
Yes.
You know, so I don't judge anyone.
No, I don't judge them at all. But congratulations.
I guess.
Yeah, you guess. Yeah, you don't like marriage.
Yeah. Obviously, he doesn't either.
Yeah. So no, maybe he likes it a lot for a while.
Yeah, so.
Finally, another reason to not watch it.
TNA.
CJ Parker is officially signed with New Japan Pro Wrestling, according to the former NXT Superstars Twitter account.
New Japan's good.
I know. I couldn't think of a headline.
Kata hates you now.
CJ Parker, though. And he's good, too. I just, you know.
Yeah, but again, he did the same thing that boxers do and pro wrestlers. I'm retired.
I'm done. Psych. Yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah. You know?
Lion son of a... You had your chance, T-Mac.
I still have a chance.
Lana is engaged to Rusev, according to TMZ this week, who claimed Rusev proposed to Lana last month in their Nashville home. TMZ also reported that Rusev videotaped the proposal. WWE confirmed the reports on Raw this week in a storyline featuring Rusev, Lana, and Summer Rae.
Yeah, it ruined one of our favorite storylines.
I don't know what they're gonna. I don't know why they didn't just ignore it and continue the storyline. Or maybe this is part of the storyline, and they're just trying to be weird with it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why they ran with what they did last night.
Why is TMZ booking pro wrestling?
Yeah, why is TMZ booking pro wrestling?
You know?
They said they wanted this storyline to mimic a TMZ-style story, so maybe this is where I'm thinking some of it's a work.
Well, maybe it's all a work.
I think they are engaged.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's all a work.
Never been. Yeah.
Man, that would be a great fucking angle if this was never true.
Yeah, they never ever dated. Everything was for years a plant. Like, quick, someday down the road, we're talking about WWE.
Yeah, I know.
But who is everyone going to job to?
Well, they could job to Kane.
John Cena will take... We'll take time off from WWE from late October until mid-December to film a reality show for Fox that will air for 6 to 8 weeks in the spring, according to Scott Keith, contributor to Fighting Spirit magazine. So John Cena taking time off.
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
Does he drop the U.S. title before he
goes? That's what I really hoped he was going to do with...
Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah, which I'll get into that match when we do Tweet the Table because I imagine it's going to be brought up.
But the fact that John Cena can kick out of four finishers, but one time he hits his.
Let's just get into it now. Yeah. Or the fact that, I'm rubbing my eyes to try to stay calm. Or the fact that it's a title match and you are a fighting champion, but pause, I'm going to acknowledge a fucking stranger getting engaged.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is that on my television?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about them.
Nope. I'm fighting. Yeah, yeah. I'm focused on this fight.
I'm talking about me as the fan. I don't give a fuck about that person.
Yeah.
How many times during a match in the history of wrestling that something more interesting has happened in the crowd?
Like a heart attack?
Or someone gets kicked out, for a sign or whatever.
Yep.
And they never acknowledge it. But this happens to... Shut up, man. You could have...
Kate's love.
No, I really don't. But you know what I'm saying? Do it during commercial break. Do it after the match. Because if you're Dolph Ziggler, why didn't you attack him?
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah. Well, why didn't he go steal the girl? Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Right. So there it is. Look at that.
Oh, we should turn that up.
We are watching ESPN News, and we now have...
We're gonna pause it and see this.
Okay.
And we're back. We're not going to pause it because they went to commercial break. Sykes. We will pause it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because this is pre-recorded.
Yeah.
I just hated that. That was really got under my skin because you don't... Stop messing with the integrity of this entertainment.
Yeah. I hate love. All right. I also apparently hate properly functioning soundboard. There we go. Does it feature CM Pup?
Oh, is this a dog?
AJ Lee teamed up with Beautiful Disaster Clothing this week to produce the celebrity charity line of clothing, of which all proceeds will go to the Paul Q in Chicago.
Oh, good.
The clothing line will feature AJ's Animal Avenger character and will offer 4 human shirts and 1 dog shirt.
I like that. Yeah. She's not a celebrity anymore, but I like that.
Yeah, ish. But yeah, I like that. I thought that was a neat little good for you.
And anytime you can help dogs, that's always
I think they could probably sell CM Pup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a character.
I'd get that for Scrappy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. get him little paw, little wrist, yeah, tape. All right. So this is the evolution of the business.
Randy Orton.
Sami Zayn will work at an Evolve event this weekend in New York, fueling the rumors that WWE and Evolve have worked out a talent deal that would serve as a pseudo feeder system, where upcoming talent in Evolve might go to the WWE Performance Center or NXT, and WWE could send some talent to Evolve to help with their exposure and events. Triple H even mentioned this possibility in a recent NXT conference call. Zayn will participate in a meet and greet at the event, as well as two in-ring appearances at the two-night event. However, the in-ring appearances will not be broadcast on the live iPay-per-view of the event.
So essentially, what I think this means is that now they thought NXT would be their minor league system. It has now taken off so well that now it's just part
of... It's a brand.
It's the it's part of the WWE brand, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they still need a minor league system. So then they go, Evolve?
Evolve, yeah.
And Evolve goes, yes, we will love to be your feeder system to NXT.
Yep.
So yeah, it's perfect. Great
like
deal
it.
For everyone.
Exactly right. All right. So you're saying it's a sport?
No.
ESPN might begin covering WWE in a weekly segment on SportsCenter. Former WWE announcer Jonathan Coachman has been alluding to a big announcement on Twitter all week. Conflicting reports say that the announcement will instead be about heavy ESPN coverage for WrestleMania 32 this year. And as soon as they come back from commercial, we may be pausing it to confirm what exactly this this is. ESPN, man, you got to concede now.
No, I don't.
The only way T-Mac will ever concede this is if you get us during WrestleMania to be a worldwide trending topic. Hashtag tweet the table. If that happens.
I will say it on it.
If that happens, T-Mac will come on and never again argue.
You're right. Yeah, there you go.
He will concede the argument forevermore that pro wrestling is a sport.
God, that is just it's two brands trying to make money together.
I know, but that's going to be cool. I like that. SportsCenter, that helps. Covering the wrestling. I guess we'll just move on. Just what we need. More programming aimed at kids.
Yes.
We will be watching. Oh, nope.
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 Psych.
Nope. That's from the other story.
Take two.
I don't know how that got in there. Backstage.com released a casting call for 7 to 14-year-old males and females of all ethnicities for a pilot for a new WWE NXT wrestling show aimed at kids. The role description says the kids must be personable, lively, quick on your feet, and a good talker. Kids will be acting as announcers, backstage interviewers, and presenters.
That kind of blurs the line, don't you think? If you start giving... Yeah. 14-year-olds, let's just say 14-year-olds, jobs. Well, you know what they're going to want to do? Be a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
And if they want to be a pro, they want to be a pro wrestler, they're going to start doing pro wrestling moves. And then you're going to get...
Don't try this at home.
Brother kills sister doing a tombstone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
Well, you know what would help that?
What?
More tombstones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More curb stomps.
More curb stomps. If just everybody had, you know, tombstones...
All right. For those who don't understand, we're making a political joke.
We are making a political joke. All right. I don't know how I feel
about
this.
Doesn't that blur the lines?
I just don't know
not blur the lines, but it encourages, like, well, kids, be announcers, be this. Well, also, you want to be a wrestler?
With
and,
NXT,
I don't know.
It was the not kiddo thing. You know what I mean? Like, and some of the main programming obviously isn't either, but that's where they put all that, this is for the kids stuff.
Right.
That's where it was... Lucha Dragons versus the fucking superheroes of Neville
and Stardust.
That shit. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're going to go to NXT that way, it worries me a little. Yeah. But, you know, it could come across well. I don't know. Could.
We're going to see.
Is this going to be on the WWE Network for
$9.99?
Yes.
That was the news. Wasn't much.
Yeah, it was there. Happened. It happened.
It was there. So, we'll take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to do a little tweet the table action.
Boom.
Yeah. Spit them raps, team Matt. Go.
Before Staples. Go. I was going to say my fact.
That's not, okay. It's not a rap. Are you going to rap the fact?
No.
Rap the fact.
No.
Rap the fact. Hashtag rap the fact.
I'm a country star.
God. Star.
Yeah. support me in my country.
I've changed. I'm not who I was.
Yeah.
I'm a better role model now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Let's spit chewing tobacco now.
Let's get a fact then.
I'm racist.
Wrap that fact to me.
Well, you gotta say your part first.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna come back and we're gonna do
116 episodes, and now we forgot how to do this.
Yeah, and we're tired. Yep. Tweet the table, rest. Well, no, that's not it either. I keep looking at the TV hoping they're gonna show up with Seth Rollins.
I watch the TV. You handle
the board.
All right,
fine. We're gonna come back to tweet the table when we come back to Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net. And
before Staples, people sewed their papers together in the upper left-hand corner with ribbon and wax. TrainingTopicsNetwork.com. Captain Awesome, did you hear the great news? WrestleRoos.com.
WrestleRoos.com, yeah.
Now has a promo code that features us.
Us?
Yes.
Awesome.
20% off your entire order if you use the promo code TABLE at checkout.
TABLE.
Yes, use it at checkout.
20% off your entire order?
Even if it's on sale.
Not on sale items.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
So those three packs that he puts together, you can do that. The ones that you want just by themselves.
20%?
20%
off. That's almost a fifth.
That is almost a fifth, and it's just for listening to the show.
Oh, I love it.
Promo code TABLE.
TABLE.
Promo code TABLE.
TABLE.
Promo code TABLE.
TABLE.
At checkout, 20% off your entire order.
www.rassleroos.com. But you do have episode 116 of the Spanish Announce Table. So there's that.
So before we get into
Tweet the Table,
this segment, let's talk about what we saw on ESPN.
Every Tuesday night on ESPN News, Jonathan Coachman will run down a quick week that was WWE.
Yep. And your comments. You guys already know mine, so it's wasting air.
Well, you know, T-Mac hates love, so he hates everything. So
I don't hate everything.
You hate a lot of stuff.
I don't even hate it.
You hate a lot of stuff.
Well, this, I'm talking specifically this.
What you do, though, is you pick apart everything. If there's one thing bad about it, you don't like it at all.
I didn't like that. I mean, it's a sports channel. We're going to talk about Rusev getting dumped.
Yeah.
That's not sports.
They're not going to talk about Rusev getting dumped. They showed the moves. They did the best moves of the night.
It's idiotic.
Okay, Jesus.
It is. It's idiotic.
I just hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
It's hard to defend you when people say you're negative. You know that?
But it's hard to be like, yeah, that was great.
You don't have to say that.
Then what do I say? I don't like it.
I get, okay.
But I hate it because I don't like something. Now I hate it.
I just don't get why you hate everything. Like everything you
I
say,
don't.
You hate, you do.
No, I don't.
You know how many conversations we have about something where you talk about what you didn't like about it?
It's pretty hard to impress me, but it doesn't mean I hate it.
Just because
you don't like something doesn't mean you hate
it. Okay, well now you're arguing semantics. You shit on everything.
Not everything.
Yes, you do. Okay. 90% of stuff.
That's an irrelevant number.
Okay. The majority of things.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
63. Okay. That's, yeah. Anyway, it's Tweet the Table. Not even the rest of the best. It's the best. It's Tweet the Table, which is a fun interactive segment on the Spanish Announce Table where you, the listener, tell us what to talk about by using hashtag Tweet the Table on your Twitter machine, giving us your every wrestling thought. You still pissed off over there?
Mm.
Yeah, you look like
you're... No, I'm not pissed.
Yeah, you look like you're just like, hey, fuck this.
Let's kill
him. Yeah.
Let's do the show.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yep. No, I feel like you want to like you want to talk it out.
No.
Yeah.
No. Just give me stuff to shit on. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Well, I guarantee you, now you're going to be like, no, this is great.
No, I'm not. Right. No, I'm not. I'm not going to change any opinion I had before.
Mm-hmm. At KKIO53, I don't know how to say that.
Is that new?
No, they've tweeted the table a couple times.
Recently?
No, I don't know about that. I don't think they did last week, but they're infrequent.
I like it.
There's a reason Wyatt is synonymous with everything. What?
Choking on my water. No big deal. Just keep breathing.
Yeah, you're fine. There's a reason. I hate that. I hate that you're choking on your water. Like, what is this like?
I hate that you're not helping me.
You can't even drink water. You can't even drink water without choking on there.
Oh, my God. I literally had 3 seconds where I was about to die, but you're trying to...
You were not about to die.
Yep, my face was red, and I was really scared.
There's a reason why it is synonymous. Everything take her up to this point. Where does it lead? WWE been building Bray into what? Hashtag tweet the table.
Mid-card.
Yeah.
Which I don't hate.
Mm-hmm. I think the one thing with...
man, I was really choking
there. The one problem that I do see, and it's a similar thing to this, is with any character, everybody thinks they should have been the next big thing. Well, we can't make everything the next big thing.
Very true.
So we can't... You're not going to purpose book every character into a main event championship.
But he has potential.
He sure does.
He has potential.
That character has potential. I'll give you that.
Well, yeah, because that... And what's frustrating... which some people might hate, is that it had the potential to be corporate ministry or ministry of darkness, where it has a several month run as the top heel in the company, and they just chose not to go with it.
It could have even been a dark, sinister face group going against the authority when the authority was running wild with power. Because he kept talking about taking down the machine. And so there's many angles they could have went with that could have been huge. And different, but it's WWE. We just learned to not expect that anymore. You know, it's just like...
No. See, and that's where my... Let's go into the bigger conversation then.
Okay.
And that's where my frustration comes. You don't just go, well, it's going to be shit, so I guess I'll like the shit. No, man. Expect the best out of it.
You can expect the best out of it, but that's an unrealistic expectation.
No.
Yeah.
Because it gave us such great moments.
Okay. But sitting here, talking about how much you hate it, doesn't do anything.
It's an honest opinion.
I mean, you're still just...
It's an honest opinion.
I get it, but...
Because what I'm not going to do is go, well, it's WWE, so it's not going to be great, so I guess I'll just... Yeah. Yeah. No.
I think maybe you have set your standards too high.
It's wrestling. It's the best thing in the world when it's done right.
Okay.
So do it right!
You do everything right?
I'm not WWE.
At Phil White 75.
Phil.
Well, hashtag tweet the table. October 7th, 1991.
I hate the early 90s because it's so hard to guess.
Mm-hmm. This man was suspended from WCW for supposedly leaking sensitive material.
Terry Taylor.
Paul Heyman.
Ah.
Ah.
Wait a minute. What did Terry Taylor do?
I don't know.
I thought he got in trouble for... Oh, no. Terry Taylor, it was the ECW thing when... what's his ass got kicked out of ECW.
What's his ass?
The fucking owner. Now I can't think of his name.
Oh, yeah. What was his
name? Can't think of his name.
That guy.
Uh-huh. And Paul Heyman found out he was giving the information to Terry Taylor.
Right.
That's what it was.
Uh-huh. At AA_WIR. I did not realize Sasha Banks' mom is white. Hashtag tweet the table.
Well, she's light-skinned, so
you would think
one of them would.
WWE 24 NXT Brooklyn is a good show. I got to see that, too. I got so much stuff to watch on the network.
They've done a lot of good stuff.
Now I'm working, and it's like two jobs now. I don't have any fucking time. Two jobs and three podcasts. And kids. I really don't have any fucking time. When do I watch fucking network? It sucks.
I'll think about it.
Matt Balintosis X. When these two get into storytelling mode, they're damn near the best at it. Hashtag Iron Man match. Hashtag NXT TakeOver. Hashtag tweet the table.
Did you watch that?
No.
It was really good.
I know. I hear that.
That was really good.
I know. If it's on the network, I haven't watched it. Like, that's just kind of for a while. That's how it goes. Unfortunately. At Katie First.
Lady.
What a match. Sasha and Bayley killed again. Hashtag tweet the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was really
good. I hear that.
The little girl cried. Sasha made a little girl cry.
Yeah. At Montalvo _Rich. Did I just become a fan of Jordan and Gable? Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, when did that happen?
They're great because he was looking for a tag team partner when the fucking tan guy left him.
Yeah, but, I mean, that happened quick as shit to me.
Well, yeah, so Gable kept coming up trying to be like, let me, and he's like, get out of here, scrub. You know?
But you know what I think has happened? I think Gable's more over than...
Oh, of course.
Which sucks because, I mean, for him, right, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and they're calling this motherfucker, like, the next Kurt Angle, which he's good. Right. He has this fucking move where he does a German.
Yep.
And then
he does a German.
Does a German suplex into another German suplex.
Oh.
Picks him up. And he did it to fucking Baron Corbin.
Really?
Yeah, and that motherfucker's small. Or right. Relative.
Right, yeah, yeah. I gotta check out more.
Still choking, but it's okay.
Yeah, you're fine. At One Marquee Sound. I think this maybe do.
Yeah.
This gorilla position camera is kind of cool. It adds dramatic effect to the match. Hashtag tweet the table.
What match is he talking about?
I didn't see that. I'm thinking it was maybe it happened on that NXT show. Did they do one from like a camera shot from the...
I don't remember if they did.
NXT feels like they do take more chances or test things out there. Like they tested out the ringside video board there first, you know? So.
Well, yeah, because it's a win-win.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. At the Ultimate One. Oh. The Ultimate One said that, too. I wonder if that One Marquee Sound just stole his tweet.
Ooh.
Or maybe.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Maybe when I copied it.
Finkel is Einhorn.
It copied the wrong thing. I don't know. Ultimate One, if you really tweeted that, let me know. And One Marquee Sound, if you stole it, shame on you. If you really tweeted it and I just somehow copied it, shame on me. Yeah?
Yep.
Yep. At the Rebel Trucker, hashtag tweet the table. Guys, I think it may be time for a new commercial. They aren't making new Daniel Bryan Yes shirts.
Oh, we're still running that one?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, the point's the same.
Yeah. So just, we'll just.
He got the newest Daniel Bryan Yes shirt.
Well, no, we'll just. 2 years old. I'll just do a, like, we'll take out Daniel Bryan. And I'll just say, just like dub over it.
Yeah, just like with a bad voice.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
And I can't wait to get the
John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena, yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, I got the new Daniel Bryan Yes shirt or whatever. We'll just cut that out. Yeah, we're going to do that at break. Yeah. Yep. At GBL316, hashtag tweet the table. The crowd for NXT TakeOver Respect is going nuts for Bayley versus Sasha, and rightly so. This is going to be awesome.
It felt weird, though, because now they're going, like they travel with the TakeOvers, that it felt weird that a TakeOver was in Full Sail. You know what I mean? Like it felt like, wait a minute, no, this is just an episode of, because now you've set the precedent of.
Big game.
Yeah, this this is a big event.
Big event feel, right?
Yeah, we're going big.
We're going horn.
But then you're just going to do it from the...
Let's pack it to the rafters with 250 people.
Well, yeah, but you're going to do it from the place where you already do television.
Right, yeah.
It's like when TNA did their pay-per-views from the Universal. Yeah, the Impact Zone. It's like, well, what?
At Living Legend 148, congrats to James Storm for his debut at NXT. Hashtag thankful for damn luck. Hashtag tweet the table.
That's going to be interesting to see.
Oh, thankful for our damn luck. So what I read was it's kind of a player-coach kind of deal. So he'll get in some storylines and then be, you know, coaching the guys backstage and stuff like that.
I thought he meant he's going to be a manager.
No, he's going to be like a coach, but then he'll also come in and do some storylines and stuff. So that's a good spot for him, too. He's a veteran in the business, 2 decades, you know.
You think he gets to the main roster do, like, one program, though?
I think it would be interesting. I think they could stand to make some money off of his, but they could probably do that down in NXT, too. You know?
You think Joe gets called up anytime soon?
Nope.
You think he stays there?
Yep.
Yeah. I could see him being a U.S. title guy.
You know what? Yes.
Not a U.S. title guy, but just the open challenge. Yeah, yeah.
You know what those guys are good for if they stay down at NXT? Shit. Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt both got injured. John Cena's on vacation. Mm-hmm. We don't have any fucking names to fill in here. Samoa Joe can come up for 2 months to fill in time.
Yep.
Yep. At Phil White 75.
Phil.
Hashtag tweet the table. On this day. October 10th, 1989. This man was fired by the WWF for fighting at a hotel.
Nails.
Coco Beware.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
At the Iceman Forever. So who turns heel first? Orton or Ambrose? Hashtag tweet the table.
I think they'll go Ambrose.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because he hasn't done it.
Yeah, he hasn't done it since the Shield.
And the Shield ended as babyfaces for him at least.
Yeah, and he's kind of just been spinning his wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that one main event world title program with Rollins, and That was that. At Theo75.
Well, he did the stuff with Bray Wyatt, too. Yeah, that was good.
Right, yeah.
What now?
At Theo75. The walkers from The Walking Dead have more charisma and emotion than Randy Orton will ever have. Hashtag tweet table. He's gotten a lot better.
I don't know what the walkers are.
Well, they're from The Walking Dead, so I'm assuming they're zombies.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I think Randy Orton's got a
lot
better.
Hey, Theo, we're friends on PlayStation now.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Well, we are. Now we are.
Yeah, at Katie First.
Lady.
Technically, Chapter 1 was 13 years ago, but hey, WWE likes to ignore things. Hashtag treat the table. Yeah, just like they ignored Triple H facing The Undertaker in WrestleMania a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Which one did they ignore?
They ignored the first time he ever wrestled in WrestleMania, which was what? Fucking
17?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was 17.
Because then when they came back and they were like, 2 years in a row. Like, he's only, you know what I mean? Like, this first time he's ever.
Gotcha,
yeah. At the Iceman forever! Dolph Ziggler can work his ass off in the ring. I'm a fan. Hashtag tweet table, hashtag Iceman approved. Yes, he can. Dolph Ziggler can certainly work his ass off in the ring. Yep. Yeah. What's the... Does he ever go above this?
No.
Yeah.
He had a shot.
At least not with a change.
He had his moment. His moment was when he cashed in the night after WrestleMania.
Yep.
And then, unfortunately, he got hurt. And so that...
Unless he drastically changes that character somehow, some way, and gets in a storyline, it's not going anywhere above what he's doing now.
I think it'd be great if he does the whole... I think because, let's be honest, he probably will never get the world championship.
Sure.
So keep him in love storylines.
Yeah. He could always be that thorn in the side of any relationship.
Yep.
Just because he's that dude. I mean, look at him.
All right.
I'd be worried if my girl was talking to him. I'd be like, hey, what are you talking to Dolph Ziggler for?
Yeah, hey, you know, like, get away from him.
I get he's hot and rich and.
Yeah. Stop it. You know, but stop talking to him, please.
Right.
I'm insecure.
Yeah, I'm insecure.
That's what I just
said. So you need to stop being this way.
You need to stop your way so that I feel better at night when I'm sleeping.
At Ceramic_Samurai. Sometimes the crowd really gets me into the show. Other times they're a really big distraction. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, Chicago was pulling the... Chicago has a reputation for being a great crowd, but last night it was, we're a great crowd, see? And that's what I hate when they... When you're doing things just to be like, hi, look at us, we're the show. No, you're not.
No,
you accent the show in a cool way. You're not the show.
You're not the show.
At GBL316, hashtag tweet the table. Orton and Ambrose trying to out-Garvin stomp each other on Raw. Hashtag tweet the table. Makes me lamau.
Lamau.
Lamau. I like Orton and Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
I like that mix.
Yes.
Yes. You know what else I liked? Barrett and Sheamus as a tag team. We've been saying this for a while. They need to be that European tag team.
Or what I like, and I saw this, someone tweeted it, bring back the European title. You have Neville. You have Barrett.
Yeah.
You have Sheamus.
Yeah.
You have, who's he? You even have Canadians.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Owens.
I don't want another worthless title. Like just, I mean, I guess it's an easy book, you know, but you're already doing those matches anyway. What's a useless piece of hardware in the mix for it?
Well, because then it's easy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it gives you a look. It's the European title,
right?
But I liked him as a tag team, and again, like I said, like just start hanging out and be cool dudes. Cool.
I like them as when the Authority was using Big Show and Kane.
Yeah,
they could be the Wade Barrett and Sheamus.
Yeah. At WIR Cata, that Reigns promo was far too long, boring, and what chance? This crowd is eating him alive. Hashtag tweet table. Yeah, he's still not comfortable on that mic.
I like that he kind of came back at him, though. He's like, no, this isn't boring, man. This is real life. He's like, put yourself in my shoes. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I like that he showed some balls and didn't just go with it.
The what thing, the problem is, you can tell he's been waiting for that to happen. So it was a practice line, and then he tried to laugh it off like he came up with it in the moment.
Mm.
When they were chanting what? He's like, what, y'all can't hear me or something?
Right.
Which would have been great if it was... You know what I mean? Like the first time they started doing it, like he waited too long to pull that one out. And yeah, he's but this is the only way you can get better is to go out and do it.
Yep.
You know, so we've got to suffer through that to get him where he needs to be, I guess. At Montalvo_Rich, can you explain to me why Ryback tells himself to finish it out loud? Hashtag tweet the table. He's yelling to the crowd. I think he's yelling finish him, isn't he?
Well, no, he says fit, but yeah, that's what he means.
Yeah.
Is we're going to fucking end this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's he wants the crowd to chant along. That's why he screams it. It's supposed to get the crowd pumped. Brabbit! At Hallmark of Swede, hashtag tweet the table. Raw kicking off with Dean Ambrose in the middle of the ring with a mic in his hand. I'll just bypass the whole Kane thing. I can't do that. It opened with Kane. But I do like that they are putting
different storylines. Yeah.
Different points of the first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dean Ambrose opening.
Bray Wyatt.
New Day and, ending. Yeah. Bray Wyatt and Roman. Yeah, exactly. At Blue Kazoo 512. Sorry, guys. With wedding planning, I haven't been on much. That will definitely change come next month. Hashtag tweet table. Hashtag yes, I'm still listening.
Are you getting married?
That sounds like she's getting married.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, I'm not, yeah, whatever, but yeah.
At Living Legend 148, Chicago. Fuck you and your Husky Harris chants. What's next? CM Punk. Hashtag tweet the table.
I didn't catch that. They did Husky Harris.
I guess so.
That's a Green Bay move.
That's a Green Bay move, you fucks. At Batlatosis X. Sasha Banks stealing Izzy's headband is the moment of the night so far. Heel and a half, Miss Banks. Hashtag tweet the table.
That's a little girl crying.
Yeah. So great. At the ultimate one, screaming a little kid, get instant heat. Hashtag tweet the table. See, that's the difference between a lifelong wrestling fan becoming a wrestler. They know those. You know what I mean? You get some of these NXT people who are, you know, they pulled them out of, you know, you're a failed college football athlete. They don't get those intricacies. Sasha Banks grew up with it and knows the best way to be a heel is to fucking, you know what I mean, shit on some little kids. Not really shit on some little kids. But.
Hey, maybe that'll get her
over. Yeah, that'll get her over, that's for sure. That'll get her over in the unemployment line. At Living Legend 148, Grado versus Rockstar Spud is hilarious. Hashtag tweet the table. God, I bet that was hilarious, but I don't watch TNA anymore. But Grado and Rockstar Spud, I'm sure that's fucking probably comedy gold. At Ceramic underscore Samurai, it's a shame Roman is not good at the promos. He's so damn pretty. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, I bet, like, is he one of those dudes that women are just like, you know, just don't talk. Just don't talk.
Just
you know,
stand there. Be
just,
pretty.
Just be pretty. You just be pretty. At WIR, I get that a lot. At WIR Cata.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
At WIR Cata. Sorry, but Chicago absolutely sucked when it came to chanting New Day Sucks. Get the cadence right. It's New Day Sucks. Hashtag tweet table. Yeah, I noticed that. They just did it quick. New Day Sucks. New Day Sucks.
Maybe they're trying to make a new one.
They suck. Or they sucked last night.
Yeah, they're not Green Bay.
They're not Green Bay, but they're
on their way.
They're in close proximity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? Maybe some Green Bay fans drove down. At Blue Kazoo 512, best moment of the night when Strowman threw the chair and caused Cole to stop speaking. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, took his headset off.
Yeah.
And then Saxton had to go like, oh, shit, it's just me? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is really
Well, he always does great when it's just him.
Right.
At Hallmark of Swede, hashtag tweet table, final one. 20 minutes into Raw, and I love wrestling! Did you really? Man?
Hey.
Hey.
I love it, too.
Yeah. Do you?
I do, damn it. That's why I'm so passionate. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't feel passionate about it either way.
I get you.
The opposite of love is apathy.
Mm. Oh. I like that.
Did you like that?
I like that.
That's my little two cents.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Where'd you steal that from?
That's just what I've always thought.
Internet.
No, that's just what I've always thought.
All right. I think it was Gandhi. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come
I share a birthday with him.
Do you?
Yep. October 2nd.
All right.
And Kelly Ripa.
Maybe you are Gandhi. Maybe you are Kelly Ripa.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah.
You never seen me, Kelly Ripa, in the same place?
No.
Or me and Gandhi.
No. No, that's true. Huh.
Ah. Now you're starting to see something.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break.
Let's just do a whole segment. No.
No, let's not do that. All right, we are going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to answer your listener emails after a quick break on the Spanish Announce Table, which is on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and...
Subway ticket machines in Moscow accepts 30 squats as its payment. TrainingTopicsNetwork.com. hey, guess what new shirt I have?
What's that?
I've got the new
John Cena Never Give Up shirt.
That shirt is awesome.
Guess where I got it?
You got it from Kmart.
I did not get it from Kmart. I got it online at WWEshop.com.
Oh, hey, I know something about WWEshop.com.
What do you know about it?
I know that the Spanish Announce Table are now affiliate members of WWEshop.com.
We official.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And you know what that means to the average listener of the Spanish
What does that mean to them?
That means that when they go to purchase something from WWEshop.com, which, let's face it, they're very likely to do.
Come on. We know that you guys want the newest Bray Wyatt shirts. We know that you want the newest
John Cena merchandise.
Even for you weirdos, we know you want the
Eva Marie All Red everything.
So guess what? You can get all that stuff all for the same price you're normally going to pay.
Same low price you're always going to get.
And if you go through our site, we get a little kickback. And guess what? We like that. Gives us some money. Helps support this show, which we know you like.
It's very simple. You go to SpanishAnnounceTable.net. One of the first banners is literally this WWEshop.com banner ad. And it tells you the code to use. You click through it. That lets them know that it's us sending you to
them.
Yeah. And then we'll get a kickback in sales.
You want them to know about us? Go through and use our link and tell them who we are and help us at the same time.
And this merchandise is not something you get at a fair.
No.
This is WWE shop material. This is thick quality shirts.
Authentic
caps. You can get replica belts. Anything you could buy from the WWE, you can get on WWEshop.com. And by doing so, you'll also be supporting the Spanish Announce Table. Doesn't get any better than that, T-Mac.
It does not. So go to SpanishAnnounceTable.net, click the link for the WWE shop. You go there, you get whatever merchandise you already are going to get, and then we get that kickback. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Back on the Spanish Announce Table, coming through the stands. It's Captain Awesome and T-Mac.
You know how many people still that I get when I tell them I do this podcast? They go, so do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Well, they're not wrestling fans.
Right.
So I'm always like, no, well, it's an inside joke for when
you got to explain it.
I'm like, oh.
I love when I explain it. I'm like, if you knew professional wrestling, that name would be very hilarious to you.
Yeah. Well, I just don't.
But if you knew about Pokemon, all right.
Well, that's what I say. I'll go like, well, it's an inside joke for pro wrestling. It's when someone gets put through the table. It's typically the Spanish announce table. Oh, I was like, well, if you want to listen me talk, listen to Tim and Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Like, if you just want me to talk, listen to Tim and Tom.
Yeah, she
want to
hear me normal, which it's arguable even then.
Yeah, I'm way more positive on that because we only share positive stories.
It's true.
Positive stories, positive events, and
cool
positive guests.
Yep.
Let's check out. We have a friend of the Spanish Announce Table on the newest episode, Chris Goff.
Chris Goff, owner and operator
of Metro Pro.
Metro Pro.
And also program director of Metro Sports, or known as Turner.
The Time Warner Cable Sports Channel.
Time Warner Sports Channel. Yep.
Yeah,
so
you said that all wrong.
Time Warner Sports Channel.
Time Warner Cable Sports Channel.
Oh, I forgot the cable part.
Yep.
Yuck.
Time Warner Cable Sports Channel, Kansas City. Say that.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, it's better than Metro Sports, right?
Anyhow, we do a good interview with him.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was a good episode.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here to do some emails. If you want to email the show, tableshow@gmail.com. That's also the email you can use to send PayPal donations, which our first emailer did for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to get you that.
Yeah, let's do that after this.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right, and it is Kata motherfucking.
You want me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Klismic.
He says, hey, yo.
Let's do this.
What is up, Dorky Cap and Dorky Mac? It's Saturday. And it's time. It's time. Listen up, you fuckity fucks. It's cataclysmic story time. I'm just ribbing you.
Thanks.
Yeah. This week on NXT, on a certain network for a certain price, we will see a certain wrestler. A wrestler hailing from my hometown of Auckland, New Zealand, named Evie. Now she gets fed to Nia Jax, but OMG, it's going to be so rad to see her on NXT. I remember watching her at her very first IPW show over here in New Zealand. She still went. He's not writing it that way. I am. She still went by the name Evie, and she was a valet dressed as a cheerleader. Now, many years later, many international trips to Japan, Australia, and America later, she is on a WWE-produced show, and I can't fucking wait. Wait. I get New Zealand is a different nation than Australia, But are we really calling that an international trip?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I'm taking an international tour, I'm going to Canada, I mean, come on.
Still counts.
Yeah. All right. Here's hoping she gets signed along with the other talented female wrestlers they used on those tapings. Australia. That's what it's called, Australia. Kelly Skater and Scottish Kay Lee Ray, who you might remember from TNA's British Boot Camp. Then again, you might not remember because TNA. Anyways, keep an eye out for these chicks, and I'll check back in next week. Santa!
Out.
P.S. Mm. Props to you, Mackie, for pulling that story out of your ass last week. Lol. Funny shit. I was in tears the whole way through. Roflamal.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that was good. I was impressed. I was really impressed. Yeah. So, not much to say here because we don't know any of these people he's talking about. But
yeah, I like until I see him.
Yeah. Yep. But that's what I like about this thing is they've got this machine now where they can keep trying out all this new talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And if
it's a numbers game.
Well, and it doesn't work on NXT, they can learn their craft at Evolve.
Right. It's like taking every girl to the date. Or to the dance, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like one of these is going to, you're going to find out one of them pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's like if you go on a date and every first date you give her a rose, like one of these times, the fucking rose is
going
to work.
Yeah, one of these, yep. All right, we'll move on to Katie, the first
lady. I was about to go really romantic there for a second because what I was going to share is, never mind, I don't care.
What's up, guys? Have a good week. How about Raw? It was a good show. New Day, great as always. Cena and Ziggler with a show-stealing match. And Summer dumps Rusev because he's engaged to Lana? This can only go up, right? Speaking of the ladies at NXT TakeOver, respect, Sasha and Bayley did it again in a fantastic 30-minute Iron Man match with practically Bayley's number one fan, Izzy, stole the show after Sasha became a boss to her. All was forgiven, though, and the super emotional was a certainly memorable one. Kudos, ladies. I would share more thoughts on NXT, but you guys probably broke it down anyway. Let's just agree that it was another great TakeOver special. One last thing. I assume we're all waiting to see what Lesnar will say to Austin next week.
Yes.
As well as what the go-home for Hell in a Cell will bring. It's a good one. Talk to you next week. Later. Katie, the first.
Lady. That was in the news that we didn't cover. Steve Austin not appearing on Raw now.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which is which I bet you they'll do.
He says he never was supposed to.
Right. But I think what they meant and then what they had to clarify was when he's going to appear on Raw is how he's always appeared on Raw. Backstage after Raw, tune into the network, and he's looking at his notes, and he's going like, hey, thumbs up. Well, that's an appearance.
Checking his earpiece.
Right, that's an appearance, technically speaking.
Yep.
But I think when he was told, oh, we're advertising you as appearing, he's like, no, I'm not getting in the ring.
Well, and he's like, I get paid a lot more for that.
Right, exactly. So then they had to, go back and probably go, no, going back to the Iron Woman match.
Yeah.
The end made me think a lot of when Taz left ECW and got pinned in the triple threat, and then as he was walking back, the entire locker room was out there waiting.
Right.
It reminded me a lot of that because it was Sasha saying, like, I'm out of here.
Ah, you know? Smell my dick.
Right. Yeah, that's probably what she said.
She probably got a dick.
you said that, not me. And so that's what it reminded me of because I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then it, because that was the last time I come out on the show immediately after a match to say goodbye, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. What else did she say, though? There's a couple other things. Oh, Lesnar.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I want to see the attitude from both men.
Yeah.
Because you know they're both alpha males.
Oh, yeah. Like to the extreme.
And so one of them has to be.
I'm like a vandal.
But one of them has to be
the stage. Watch me jump like a candle.
But God. But one of them has to be the guy that takes the conversation over, that leads the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's the host, so he's gonna try to take control of the conversation.
But then Lesnar's gonna be like, "I'm the guest. They're tuning
sure,
in for me."
But he also doesn't.
Maybe who knows? Or maybe Lesnar's very reserve.
Yeah, because he typically doesn't run a conversation. He's a very soft-spoken, but is it maybe the wrong term, but just reserved.
And for you non-Americans, you foreigners, he's a country boy.
You're not American.
Yeah. But he has that country boy attitude. Like my stepdad. My stepdad reminds me a lot of Brock Lesnar in the sense of super hard worker, farmer, mm-hmm. you know, still works out. My stepdad's 62 years old and still works out every morning for 45 minutes a day. Like, he's insane. He's a beast. And then his job at the city is to throw a sledgehammer for 8 hours. Like, he's a fucking insane beast.
Right.
But when you talk to him, it's one-word answers. It's direct.
Yeah.
There's no double meaning. It's, yep. you know, hey.
No fluff.
Right, yeah. Hey, John, you know, what'd you have for breakfast? I had cereal with milk.
Yeah, the most brevity you can throw into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe Brock Lesnar might be that way.
Yeah.
But he's also an entertainer, so he might give you a story or two.
Sure, yeah, he might give a story. But the thing is, yeah, he's one of those, I don't speak until spoken to.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna say anything until you ask me to say something.
Exactly. So it should be interesting. And with Steve Austin still being green as an interviewer, it'll be...
He's been doing this a couple of years now, though.
Right, but it'll still be interesting to see what he can do with the awkward silence of the...
True.
You know, Brock Lesnar, your match at WrestleMania 30, when you broke the streak, what was your thoughts? I thought... It was a lot of pressure.
It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's like, I thought it was a lot of pressure, and I went out there and I did my job.
Yeah, in the end, you know, it was good for him. You know, he had a great career, you know, and then...
And then, so what does Steve do? You know, because it's hard as an interviewer to take that answer and then go, where are you going to go?
I know, I've seen Steve do a bunch of good things. Like, he'll just straight up ask him to expand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, he'll be like, well, tell me something more. Tell me about, and then he'll ask maybe a more specific question.
And that's where that alpha male complex, because then Brock might come back with, and we're all just hypothetically guessing.
Well,
but,
Steve does that, though. He doesn't necessarily ask, he directs. He'll be like, tell me more about this. And Brock's going to be like, I don't fucking
know. Yeah, I already did.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it could get interesting.
Yeah.
And are they friends?
I don't know.
I know that.
I bet they go hunting together.
Well,
once
I
in
know
a while.
Austin would go to Brock Lesnar's fights, the UFC fights,
right?
Because it would be Goldberg, Austin, and Rock, and like when Lesnar won the title from Randy Couture, mm-hmm. those three were there.
Hearing Brock Lesnar's story of when he found out he was going to beat the streak—if they ask him that—that's going to be a very interesting question.
Very.
Because we've heard from Shawn Michaels of when the story came down and when Vince said it, and we have heard
everyone except for the two.
Yeah, right.
Or the three, I guess. Vince.
Yeah. Have we heard Paul Heyman talk about it?
Yeah, I think so, but he kind of did the, like, what? You know how Paul will...
Whoops,
yeah. Paul
by
Heyman
the way, did I tell you?
Paul Heyman, you could flip a coin, ask him to call heads or tail, and by the time the coin comes down, he hasn't said anything, but you believed he said a word.
Right,
like, oh, you said, no, wait a minute, you didn't say anything.
You flip a coin, tell him pick heads or tails, by the end of the thing, you're looking at a pair of dice, and he picked three.
Exactly, yeah.
We'll move on to Andy! By the way, thanks, Katie. Wait for it. The debates, man. I'm interested to go home and watch the recording of the Democratic presidential debates. I like Bernie Sanders.
I do too. I think he's very direct. He doesn't speak in sound bites. He has a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Feeling the burn.
Yeah. I don't speak in sound bites.
Yeah. Anderson! Hello, someone. D-Mac. I read somewhere that after Sasha made the small little girl Izzy cry during that last NXT takeover, Sasha apologized to Izzy.
No.
Is Triple H right and kayfabe is truly dead?
Yes.
I mean, when I was younger and The Undertaker frightened me and Sergeant Slaughter made me mad, they did not call me up and apologize to me for doing that. Wrestling is supposed to spark emotions,
mm-hmm.
and that is the big artistic thing about it.
Yes.
Now, the Rusev, Lana, Summer, and Dolph storyline has also been changed due to real-life events.
Ew.
Which I'm not sad about because I thought that story was the stupidest wrestling storyline since AJ Styles was supposedly cheating on his wife. Will kayfabe ever be the same, and do you think Sasha needed to apologize to you?
No.
Thank you for reading my email, and that has been my Spanish nickel. Double A.
No, you shouldn't have to.
P.S. It has been.
This is all on
196 days.
Good God.
Since I won a shirt.
Captain.
And I still have not gotten a shirt.
It's all on Captain.
T-Mac is now my new rated R.
Nope, not even close.
Come on, T-Mac.
Not my problem.
About that.
Literally did everything right on my end.
Literally
everything right on my
Andy,
end.
I'd like to publicly apologize to you for T-Mac?
Nope.
Because
I designed the shirt. I paid for the shirt. I gave Captain the shirt, and he has not sent it.
Talked to him about it numerous times.
Nope. I have talked to
and
you numerous times.
We're trying
times.
To work out a deal, so I'll just take over.
I even brought it up before
I will take
this
over.
Podcast, and you said, oh, man,
I
sorry.
Will take over.
And then you just did not.
I will, I mean, like, who are you going to believe?
Failing me again?
Who are you going to believe?
Who are you going to believe? The person that's yeah. not laughing right now.
That's a tough situation with Annie, with Sasha, because, yeah, you gotta do the heel thing.
Yeah, you don't go to a movie and get scared by Freddy Krueger, and then Freddy Krueger after the credits goes, hey, guys, look, yeah. just kidding.
You know what happens there? WWE, Triple H, you call the girl, and you apologize for Sasha. If you're worried about alienating one of your best fans for NXT, or you have Bayley call and say, I'm sorry she did that to you, and have her send her a bunch of Bayley shit. But you don't have Sasha apologize.
Right.
She's the heel.
Yes.
She's supposed to be the one that pissed you off.
Yeah.
You have Bayley call and be like, I can't believe she did that to you.
Yeah.
She's not what the rest of us NXT divas are about, and blah, blah, blah.
Making this a bigger issue than what you brought up, Andy, it's a societal thing. I'm getting tired of, as a society, we have to, no one could play the devil in a movie. I can't play the, no, someone has to be a bad guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and when you're a bad guy or bad girl in this, or the heel, however you want to mm-hmm. phrase this,
yep.
you go all out. You commit to the character.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
You know? Oh, controversy as, you know, like, even when heels do bad things, of fucking course. Going back, like, one thing I was thinking about, remember on that European tour a few years ago? And this is the kind of stuff I like. A few years ago, when JBL was still wrestling, they were in Germany, and he did the fucking Hitler thing.
Right.
He's the heel.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. You're supposed to hate that guy.
Yeah, like, what, they had to apologize to Russia?
Yeah.
Big Show stomped on the flag or something
yeah,
like that?
No.
Like, or tore it down.
Right,
like,
yeah. Something no. Weird. The heel is always
well,
supposed to do
that.
Well,
he was the face, so I guess, but I mean, it's oh, just okay, things well, like that.
Yeah, but if you're the heel... Yeah, do the Hitler thing in Germany. Yeah, you're yeah. the heel.
Yeah.
Remember, yeah. you're supposed to invoke emotion. If we just play with this parameter of like, you can only go this so far, well, then no one fucking, it's,
their,
it's
their
vanilla.
Their issue is, an issue with corporate America to begin with, is they're a publicly traded company.
I know. The worst thing to ever happen to pro wrestling, said it many of times.
So, anyway, we'll move on. Andy, all fix T-Mac's problem and make sure you get
it's all on you, man.
Hey, Captain and T-Mac, it's me. It's me. It's B-double-D. What the fuck is up? Hope this week has been kind to you guys. Don't have a lot of time this week, so I'll get to the point. So Raw was ass this week. Sick of the Kane shit, and it's already getting old to me. Mm-hmm. I was pleasantly surprised that the crowd didn't chant CM Punk all night.
They did once,
They
though.
Did once, yep. That would have been unbearable. I hate that fucking guy. Which, have you noticed, Randy Orton and Dean Ambrose are teaming now.
Yeah.
Thought he hated that fucking guy.
Yeah.
That little moment when Brie got up on the table and chanted, "We want Sasha," seemed pretty stupid to me. Doesn't help that Brie sounds like a straight-up tranny every time I hear her. Wouldn't doubt that Daniel Bryan
I'm
just...
the negative one.
Wouldn't doubt that Daniel Bryan just concussed himself to not have to be around her all the time and hear her stupid voice. You hear that? The brother concusses himself. Lastly, I'm starting to feel a little bad for Reigns. I think he's earning his spot and working hard, but the fans still have some resentment.
Lex Luger.
The guy's putting in work and busting his ass, and it shows. Maybe the final push would be to tweak his look and music a bit so he's not a one-man shield. Just me spitballing. Anyway, that's it for me, guys. Keep calm, but sometimes give up. B-double-D, out, son! Sent from my iPhone. Bitch!
Yeah, I think Reigns is Lex Luger. And what I mean by that is the WWF push of Lex Luger was everyone going, no,
yeah,
no, no, we want Bret Hart, we want Shawn Michaels, we don't want that guy, right?
Yeah.
But if you followed Lex Luger's career, when he goes over to WCW, and when the NWO starts, it was, before Macho Man joined, it was Macho Man, Sting, and Luger. And yeah. Luger was putting in work, and yep. he was doing really good stuff.
Yeah.
But people were like, no, you're not Sting.
Boo this man.
Yeah. yeah. And it was like, dude, no, he's doing well.
Yeah, they're like, you know, look at him.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we remember him doing
yeah,
the Lexa.
But even that, it's still just like, it's one of those where Yeah, they're great looking. Yeah, they're decent in the ring. Yeah, they, you know, they're doing the right things. They're working hard, but they really just don't have that charisma to draw you in and be like, I really want to cheer for this guy.
Right. Yeah. And it's that first impression thing, too, I think. Yeah. You know, it's the.
Yeah, it's hard to get over it.
I remember when everyone booed you at Royal Rumble, and that is what our opinion is. And until it changes, I'm booing you like the rest of the people.
Well, and that is one thing. Like, we booed you at this point because of this, and now you're the same guy. Now, the circumstances of somebody else giving you the Uber push isn't there, but you're still the same guy, so it's hard to look past the same exact character.
Right.
Coming out and being like, it's different now. No, it's not. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where a well-timed, well-thought-out heel turn or a major character change, even if it's not a heel turn, really needs to come into play. But you can't force it either.
Right.
So keep it this way until you have the idea and know it's going to work. But
I do like his feud with Bray Wyatt. I think it's been one of the best feuds of the year.
Yeah.
I really do.
The Kane shit, it's...
Okay. Yeah, say I hate everything. Say it again.
No, well, you do hate everything.
Okay, but... so I'm going to hate on this. Because this is the...
This week was a waste of time.
Oh, my God. So, Triple H... Look, here's logic. This is what irritates me. Not hate. Irritates. This is the logic. Triple H to Kane. Kane, you cannot be in the main event. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's
Kane.
Evil Kane or Demon Kane. It's still fucking Kane.
Which would work better if he was Glenn Jacobs and then Kane.
Yeah, well, which is what they should do.
Right.
But they just,
Glenn, you're not in this match.
Okay, well, Kane
don't.
Is.
And then he's like, okay, you're right, I won't. And then Kane comes out.
Even then,
I mean?
That's a stretch, but I get it. I would be more in favor of that. But when you say, it's not corporate Kane, it's Demon Kane.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking guy, man. Yeah.
Well, this one felt like, maybe they've got the great idea for the go-home show, and this week they're like, shit.
Oh, wait a minute. We have an extra week? Damn it. What are we going to do tonight? And can Seth Rollins as champ lose more, please?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Can he just
lose more?
Please just have him lose every fucking match, because he's supposed to be the best in the world, but apparently he can't beat Kane or John Cena.
My wife was watching Raw with me and really only stopped looking at her phone, paid attention when the Divas match was going on, because she watches Total Divas.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, who the fuck is Sasha? Because that thing came on. I was like, well, that's her. That's you know, this one. And she was like, why do they want Sasha? And I had to explain. And I was like, well, I kind of don't know. Other than, I mean, I was like, she's good, but they've anointed her as like the next big thing, which kind of, you know, hit or miss. But
she's
Yeah. And then she was like, huh. And she totally didn't get it. And I was like, I get it. But now she also doesn't watch.
Right. I feel like. If you were to make an analogy with women's pro wrestling and men's pro wrestling, this would be similar to when WWE a few years ago was saying, it's John Cena, it's John Cena, it's John Cena. And then the fans said, no, no, it's Daniel Bryan.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you know, that was still, we didn't know at the time, but that's what the fans did.
Right.
And I think that's what they're doing with the women is, you know, Nikki is John Cena.
Yeah.
And Sasha is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I like it. Or even they're kind of like, hey, we're going to go to Paige. And everybody's like, that's cool. We like Paige, but...
we still want Sasha.
Yeah.
Which right. I love Paige.
B-double-D.
Love Paige.
Like that, dude. We'll move on to Hallmark of Sweden. Hey, Tim and Tom. Cheap plug.
Mm-hmm.
What? Cheap plug.
Yeah.
Tim and Tom. Plug it.
What do you mean?
He's giving you the opportunity for a cheap plug.
Oh, Tim and Tom on TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
Yeah, the Tim and Tom show.
I didn't get what I wasn't looking at the paper, so I didn't know what you meant. There it is. Yeah, Tim and Tom on TrainingTopicsNetwork.com with this week's guest, Chris Goff.
I hope you're all good. That's what he says.
I am.
Yeah. Enough fucking ass kissing, because UnPGL Mark is up in this bitch like 15 sailors on shore leave. Wow, that's a lot of sailors. I haven't had that many sailors since. Anyway. This week I have a problem. And a problem I said I would never bring up again. But hey, I have no fucking self-control. Just ask T-Max Mom.
How would she know?
My problem is with the Chicago crowd. You fucking smart motherfuckers think you're so cool because you've been touted as one of the best wrestling crowds around. Well, first you chant what and boo during Roman Reigns' promo, making him completely lose his place. Then you chant boring during his match. You ask a woman to marry you at a wrestling show. I farted out more romantic proposals after a fucking chimichanga. Mm-hmm. Jesus. He's kind of pissed off here. Mm-hmm. And did anyone hear a peep from them during the women's tag team match? No! Not a dick-licking peep! They were quieter than a necrophiliac undertaker fucking a corpse in church!
Katie Vick.
No wonder the women doesn't get pushed. And worst of all, a multitude of times you chanted CM Punk. Really? Motherfucking really? It's been almost 2 years. He doesn't want to come back, so why in the blue blazer zipline would you want him to? So that he can leave again in a couple years? No, Chicago. You are no longer the cool crowd. You are the atrocious fucking teenager thinking you know better than everyone else when in fact you don't know a semen sock sock from your mother's mouth. Rant over. And now I pass the mic to Dickface over there. Sorry about that, but it had to be said. But now back on popular demand.
You could say before we go any farther that he hated that.
Yeah, he did hate that. Yeah.
Just want to state that before we go any farther.
Yeah, he doesn't do that every week, though. Sorry about that, but it had to be said. But now back on popular demand. I see your tweets, Kata. It's T-Mac story time. It's T-Mac story time. So listen up, you fucking fucks. It's T-Mac story time. This week, I want you to be creative.
No.
And add at least 3 superstars and or divas and 1 inanimate object. Do it now before you get the must uses. And if there's a double, that person or object must have a bigger role than the others.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a minute. So I got to add 3 people.
3 superstars and or divas. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And an object.
And an inanimate object. You got to name them. Mm-hmm. Yep. Who do you got over there? What's the first one?
I'll tell you once I'm done.
Oh, Jesus, man. You're making me stall over here.
Yeah,
come on. The T-Mac story time, Hallmark gives them a bunch of things to use and a kind of a vague idea of the time frame or maybe a very direct idea of the time frame. And T-Mac's got to use everything he puts out there. And he can add to it if he wants. Right. But now he's directing him to specifically add some things.
Okay, so I added as my object the Spanish nouns table.
Okay,
obviously.
Yep.
I've added Eric Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff.
I've added Sandman.
The Sandman.
And I've added...
Who have you added?
Conan.
Conan.
There you go.
Okay. It will be a 4-month storyline. And he likes to propose that the pay-per-views could be... So either we're going to use these or we're going to use our own. I like these ones. It'll be December to Dismember, which is a good one. New Year's Revolution. Genesis. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the Royal Rumble. All right. The must uses are Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens. Fandango.
Mm-hmm.
Is that surprised anybody?
Surprised me.
Dana Brooke.
Dana.
Wade Barrett. Gene Snitsky. It's not his fault, you know. He gets a bad rap, but I don't think it was his fault. A horseshoe. Ten soldiers? ten soldiers.
10 soldiers?
Ten soldiers.
Ten, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. A fucking ten soldiers.
What does that mean? Like they're covered in tin?
No, I think they're 10 soldiers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 10 of them, but they're 10 soldiers. And Xavier Woods. That's it for this week. Have a great one, and thanks for dealing with my shit. Dickface. I like the Periscope, but I miss the Tweet the Table rest of the best. Out. Yeah, about the rest of the best last week. I thought I sent it. We did it.
We did
do it. Recorded it.
Yep, we did.
And I didn't save it. I came back Sunday when I was coming in here for Tim and Tom's show.
Hey.
Trading Topics Network. And I was like, oh, I'll just send it to him then. It'll be late, but I'll send it to him. And then I was like, I never saved it. So there you go. So lost episode.
Maybe we'll find it later.
Or we'll just redo it tonight.
Maybe.
Yep.
Well, we're not going to redo
it. Well, no, we're not going to redo it. We're just, that was episode 27, but now it'll be episode 27. We just took a week break, essentially, even though we didn't.
Ha-ha! Ah. So we have, let's start it off. We have Eric Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff.
Eric Bischoff's kicking off Raw, and he says, you know what? Mm-hmm. Feels good to be back on Monday Night Raw as a general manager, because that's what I do best. And tonight, we are going to have a match, and we're going to have a match that will bring the house down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a rematch between Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
And Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
So they're having a match. They're going back and forth. Wrestle.
Uh-huh.
And then out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Sandman comes in.
Oh.
And costs the match for Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens gets the win.
Gotcha. Hits him with the cane.
Yep. Hits him with the kendo
Singapore
stick.
Cane.
Yep.
Yep.
And whap.
Whap.
And Sandman goes, you know what? I'm tired of.
Does he chug a beer?
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah.
He chugged his beer before he hit him.
Right. And as he's hitting him with the thing, he's chugging the beer and smoking a cigarette.
And what he says as his explanation the next time we see him, he goes, I'm tired of what Sami Zayn represents. And everyone's like, what? He goes, I'm tired that this guy who has no personality.
None.
Is loved by all you guys. Because he can do some chain wrestling. Yeah. You know what real wrestlers do? They put their body on the line. They put their blood, sweat, and tears, and beer on the line.
Yeah,
they're
and their
men.
Beer.
They're men, like they're
men.
Me.
Manly men.
Sami Zayn, you're as creative and as cool as yogurt.
It's yogurt.
Yeah, you suck.
That's plain vanilla yogurt.
And so Eric Bischoff says, okay, Sandman, thanks for coming back. Good to see you. Still look like shit, and you can't wrestle that well.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a match with Sami Zayn at December to Dismember.
Yeah. I like this already.
And he goes, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
great.
Fucking drunk? Sure.
Yeah.
And Sandman, in his response, is like, that fucking nerd? Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Me and him.
Yep. The nerd versus the drunk.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get a match.
I'm cheering for the drunk.
Me too.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
So we get a match, and they're going
is
back.
Is that
and
December
forth.
Dismember?
December Dismember. Yep. Yep.
It's wrestle.
Right.
It's wrestle, brawl.
Yeah,
wrestle,
brawl.
Brawl.
And it ends with they're outside of the ring.
Yep.
On the Spanish announce table.
On the Spanish announce table.
And it's a Russian leg sweep.
Whew.
With a kendo stick.
Yeah.
That puts them both through the table.
Yeah, bam.
They don't answer the 10 count.
Oh, double count out.
Double count out.
On the Spanish announce table.
On the Spanish announce table.
Oh.
So the next night they go, well, we still have unfinished business to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Sandman goes, you know what? You took me to my limit. I'm a little old.
But I'm a little old.
But I still think you suck.
I'm as old as T-Mac.
But I still think you suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is... I've been training a wrestler that is cooler than you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been training Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett.
My body can't uphold another match.
Yep, I can't do this
but
anymore.
But I got my beef with you, Sami
Zayn. My liver is giving out. I can't do this anymore.
I'm not medically cleared to wrestle you.
Yep.
So tonight on Raw, Wade Barrett versus Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
Wade Barrett comes out. He's like, yeah, you are vanilla.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
You're a nerd, and you don't brawl like me and Sandman.
Yeah, I used to fight in the streets.
We bare-knuckle fight people.
We do that for fun.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
We had a match
back
in the day.
We don't do lunch breaks. We do bare-knuckle fight breaks.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have Wade Barrett and Sami Zayn have their match, and Sandman's on the outside, and he's just talking shit every time Sami Zayn's in a rest hold, you know, like a side headlock.
Uh-huh.
Sandman's like, you're drunk or you suck. And he's blowing smoke in his face, like getting a cigarette and blowing smoke in
his
face.
It'll be over soon. You can go back and read your comic books.
Yeah, you dork, you know. And so.
Don't worry, man. We DVR'd Walking Dead for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Downton Abbey or Downton Abbey. What is that show called?
I don't know, Downton Abbey.
Yeah, Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Or At Midnight. You can watch At Midnight once this gets over. Isn't that a nerd
show? That show? No.
I thought it was. I don't know. I don't watch it. And he goes, and so they're just on him. Yeah. We're out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Conan comes out.
Comes limping out with his crutch.
Yep, and he hits Sandman.
With his cane. Like his cane, his walking cane.
Wait a minute, where does he? No.
No. I feel like Conan would be on the cool guy.
Yeah. So Conan. So Sami Zayn gets a roll-up win.
Roll-up.
On Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
And then
from out of nowhere.
Right, and just talking shit.
Yeah, and he's like, the nerds win. Yeah. Nerds win.
Sandman takes Wade Barrett. They go, as they're walking up the ramp, they're like, we're going to get you. We've always got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn turns around to like get out of the ring. There's Conan with his fucking crutch.
Yeah. Bow! Right to the neck.
And then he spray paints
nerd.
Nerd on his back.
Yeah, just nerd.
Nerd. You know?
Nerd. And
so now it's Conan, Sandman.
There's somebody with spray paint nerd on somebody's back.
And Wade Barrett. And
the Sandman. They've got this little trio of cool.
Yeah, versus the nerd of Sami Zayn.
This is a cool faction.
Yeah. All right. And so Sami Zayn's like, well, who the hell can help me?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
I need help.
Well, no, I need a nerd.
I need a nerd.
You know who the biggest nerd is on this roster? Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods. He's a big nerd.
Yep. And he goes, they're making fun of our lifestyle.
Nerd powers unite.
Yeah. And Xavier Woods like, yeah, man. Up, down, down.
Up, down, down.
I play video games.
Yeah.
Fuck dates.
Yeah. Fuck girls.
Fuck girls. I can't. So yeah, I fucking play video games.
Video games.
So
we're going to get them at
New Year's resolution. Right?
Wait, is it going to be what is it?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So Xavier Woods and Sami Zayn, they unite. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. Nerd powers unite.
Well, Conan and Sandman go out, cut a heel promo.
Yeah.
You fucking dorks. We saw you guys join up backstage, you nerds.
Saw you in your nerd circle, jerk.
Conan still can't wrestle.
Can't wrestle.
But you know what? He's another guy who thinks he knows the future, and he knows who's cool.
Yeah.
You know who's cool?
Fandango. Fandango.
And Fandango walks out with just women on his arm.
Yeah, just women.
Yeah, and he's just like, yeah.
Yes.
And Conan and Sandman, with Wade Barrett and Fandango and the women in the ring, goes, this is what a man looks like. We don't play video games. We don't drink.
No.
We don't drink almond milk.
Yeah.
We're not eating vegan. We drink beer.
We don't eat organic.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. We drink beer. We eat steak.
Steak.
And we're going to plow these women.
And we like tits.
Yeah, we put our faces in these tits.
Yeah. We don't have our hands on controllers. We've got them on boobs.
Exactly. So then at New Year's resolution, it is.
They can have boobs.
Xavier
shirts.
Woods.
It just has boobs on it.
It's Xavier Woods and Sami Zayn versus Wade Barrett
and Fandango.
And Fandango.
Yeah.
At New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And so they're going.
Fond dude go.
Right. And they're going and they're going and they're going. Match is going well. And they're getting the upper hand, the nerds are.
The nerds are.
The nerds are getting
damn
the upper hand.
Nerds.
Right?
Nerds.
So they get the win again.
God, the nerds.
Nerds, right?
Nerds.
Well, after the match, the cool guys, being pissed, jump them.
Yeah, just
boom,
boots
boom.
To
guess who also jumps in
boom,
the ring?
Boom.
The women.
The women.
Because they're like, you are dorks. We would never bang
nerds.
You.
Yeah.
So then running down from the ramp is Dana Brooke.
Who?
Dana.
Who?
Dana.
Who's that?
Dana Brooke.
Who?
It's Dana Brooke.
Okay.
Dana Brooke comes down.
Dana Brooke?
And she's like, I'm a nerd, and I'd fuck these guys at the same time.
At the same time.
I love nerds.
I love nerds.
And she's flexing on them.
Yeah, flexing.
And she clears the ring.
She's got shirts says nerds on it.
Nerds.
Glasses.
Yeah. Like
the glasses on her boobs. Yeah. And it says nerds underneath it.
Yep. And she's wearing Chucks.
Chucks.
You know? And so they're like, nerds unite.
Nerds unite.
And then, you know, Sandman and Conan.
She's got a Minecraft t-shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
And Sandman and Conan are like, fucking dorks, that's what's wrong with society. And so they're battling the next night on Raw, just going crazy,
at
right?
At the same time.
Right?
Player one, player two.
Exactly. Yep. Player one, player two.
That's their name.
Yes. Oh! Player one, player two is their name.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Well,
player one and player two.
They're such nerds that in this brawl, Sami Zayn doesn't grab a chair.
Uh-huh.
Chairs are so 90s.
Yeah.
You know what we grab?
What?
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes.
Grabs a horseshoe, hits Sandman over the head, and then he's out. Wade Barrett takes him. Yeah, they clear the ring.
We'll get
And he has a horseshoe in his hand.
Yeah,
the next week on Raw, now they have horseshoe t-shirts.
Jesus.
Yeah. And
nerds.
And so Sami Zayn, Sami Zayn, Xavier Woods.
Player one and player two.
Player one, player two with Dana Brooke.
Dana.
Come out and they're like, we're protecting our nerds with 10 soldiers. They have that around the ring.
Yep.
That's how we, because it's a dorky thing to do.
It is. Nerds.
Right? So they get that, right? So, man, this is hard because now. So now at Genesis, we have Sandman and Conan as managers representing Wade Barrett.
And Fondugo.
And Fondugo.
Fondugo.
And.
Yeah.
A mystery partner, Eva Marie.
Eva Marie.
Because she's a heat magnet.
Yeah.
Versus.
She hates nerds.
Yeah, she hates nerds. It's all red everything.
Yeah.
Versus Xavier Woods, Dana, and Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
It's a six-man tag.
Player one, player two.
Yep.
And downloadable content.
Yes.
Yes.
Versus the cool crowd.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No, I'm trying to think of what would they say?
Too cool for names.
You can't sit with us.
We'll come back to that one. Let's put a pin in that.
And so, I just don't know how to work this motherfucker in. That's what I'm trying to deal with here.
I know it. Yeah. Is that the last thing?
That's the last thing.
That'll have to be at the...
very end.
Yeah, I mean, you could work it into that easily use that.
Right,
yeah,
so at Genesis, the cool kids win. They finally get one.
Cool kids finally get one. Yep.
And they're like, see? You fucking dorks.
Nerds.
Like, that's how you do it. We got our hot chick. We got our cool guy. We got our fucking people telling us how to be cool and
our
energy.
We got our Maserati out back.
Yep. We got, No. They're not that kind of cool. They're just fucking,
So they got their Camaro out back.
Right. Yeah, they got their muscle car.
Right.
Yeah. They got their Letterman's jackets.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Or their truck. They got their truck out back.
Yeah, Sandman drives a truck.
Right. Yeah. It's like a 72 Chevy.
Yeah, and it's fucking just awesome.
Rusted. Anyway.
And so
they
do one final match.
Mm-hmm.
Loser leaves town.
All the losers.
All the losers got to leave because this isn't going to work.
This won't fit. We can't have us and you're the nerds.
Yep.
If we lose, we don't want to be hanging around where nerds win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they have their match at the Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble.
And they're going, and they're going, and they're going.
Wrestle. Nerd.
Right. Outcome. So the nerds are winning.
Mm.
And they're just beating their ass.
Bop, right? Flipping, blopping,
Sandman
zooping,
and Conan
zipping.
Call in the Cavalry.
Yeah.
So out comes.
Everybody cool ever.
Right. So.
Shawn Michaels comes out.
Godfather.
Val Venus. Scott Hall.
Kevin Nash.
Triple
X-Pac.
H, yeah.
Yeah, they're all coming out.
Right?
And then the biggest nerd. So they're in the ring, and they're beating them up. No DQ match.
No DQ,
So all these fucking cool guys, all cool guys.
Jake the Snake's out there.
Right, they're all beating them up. All beating up the nerds. Lights go out. Whoom.
Whoa.
And then you start hearing this binary code 1001 0 2 1 0 2 1 0 2 1 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2.
I don't think there's a 2 in binary, but okay.
Whatever. 1 0 0 2 1.
Shows you're not a nerd.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not a fucking nerd. 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0. Just repeat it. 1. Well, that's what makes it cool. 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2. Repeat it. 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2.
Everybody's like, what the fuck is going on?
And it was on a calculator. That's what it on a calculator.
Yeah, yeah.
1002.
Yep.
And then out comes the biggest fucking nerd of them all,
glasses, pocket
protector.
Yep, pocket protector. Well, no, not the tape, because then that's Dudley Boys. You don't want to go that crazy.
Okay.
Just really thick, like the
glasses, nerd
the
glasses.
Coke bottle glasses from the 50s. Got a crew cut or a flat top, got a flat top haircut, the big Pepsi Coke bottle glasses, pocket protector, tucked in t-shirt, belt with jeans that are too tight, and black like work shoes, you know, black like dress shoes.
Yeah.
And it's Gene Snitsky.
Gene Snitsky.
And he walks out and he's just nerding.
Just nerding it
nerding
up.
Nerding out.
Nerding
and
it
he
up.
Grabs everyone. Choke slam.
Choke slam.
Choke slam. Choke slam.
Yep. You get a choke slam. And all you get a choke slam.
And finally, Wade Barrett's like, what?
Where did this nerd come from?
Choke slam, and then Sami Zayn hits his finisher, and then Xavier Woods hits his finisher. Dana Brooke flexes on him, and then they all cover him.
Ugh.
One, two, three, nerds win.
Nerds win.
There you go.
I hate it when the nerds win.
It's every fucking movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The high
Why is being cool got to be a bad thing?
Because the people that typically watch movies aren't cool.
Well, it's the people who grow up to write them.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And they're like, I'll show them.
I'll show them. The high school quarterback's going to be a villain again.
Yep, and I'm going to get the cheerleading. That was a good story time. I like that. Snitsky. He's a nerd. We'll move on.
He looks like a nerd, doesn't he?
We'll move on to somebody we haven't heard from in a long time.
Okay.
Piper the DJ.
Hey!
Hello, Spanish Announce Table. Hey. Long time listener and a long time since I wrote. I want to ask about WWE Studios. As a long time fan of the professional wrestling industry, I have become fascinated with the emergence of WWE Studios. For decades, Vince has been at the top of his game when it comes to telling a story. Granted, some of the features WWE Studios produces have been a steaming pile of shit, but all in all, they are designed to appeal to an audience. Later in time, WWE Studios started to produce documentaries. They would feature a performer who had a successful career or follow a performer who had, quote, the lifelong passion to wrestle, unquote. As I started to delve into these documentaries, I started to notice they are all from a single-sided perspective, and Vince always had to give his perspective, meaning it has the WWE slant. Is there a WWE performer who has a documentary following his past or current career who has not had the backing of WWE Studios? Or more pointedly, a performer who has given us the real story of what goes on inside the industry. Great show, guys. Piper the DJ. Please check out Trending Mobile Technology at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where I take a bite out of the mobile tech.
I was going to share this as a positive.
Huh.
But that first look that WWE did with Sting was very well done. Because that was someone that didn't do the WWE thing.
Yeah.
And they showed everything. They showed it to where they did the first time, I feel like it was the first time Triple H and Sting had met. And they did the whole, like, yeah, you know, the video game thing took off. And they even showed Triple H looking to the camera guys and was like, all right, did you guys get enough? All right, now get out because now we're going to really talk. Like, they showed that. And they also showed Sting going, yeah, the meeting was good. And Triple H coming up was like, hey, Vince actually wants to meet you. And it was the first time they said Vince and Sting actually met. They didn't show.
Of course.
But they showed him walking into the office. That was fucking cool. So that documentary, it actually made me want to buy the DVD, but I'll wait till the network. Mm-hmm. You know. But it was fucking great. So that's who I would say would be the best ideal candidate for that.
Well, so the ones that don't, well, Beyond the Mat, obviously he didn't have a WWE backing from WWE Studios.
Mm-hmm.
That showed some real inside shit.
The Wrestling Road Diaries?
That was the other one I was going to say. Yeah. I have not seen that one yet.
Neither have I.
But that's Colt Cabana, Daniel Bryan, and, well, when he was Bryan Danielson, and mm-hmm. who else was it? Compton?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. And those three just going on the road. So I got to check that out. And there, I think there's a second one they were planning on doing or something, or maybe did. I don't know.
They did.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they did.
So there's those. But yeah, WWE Studios. And I like now that they've gotten a little bit better about, all right, let's partner with some people who already do this. Because now they're also going to learn, oh, here's how you really do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's only going to take one to be a big hit, and suddenly they're a major player in the studios. You know, if they turn around and make tens of millions of dollars on one because it was a hit. You know, what I don't understand is why haven't they gotten The Rock involved in one of these yet? Chime in on a big project with The Rock. His things are fucking gold right now. And there's already established relationship there. But at that point, would they do that? I feel like Vince McMahon would have such an ego to not give up, because The Rock would be the driving force in that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the bigger player. When we're talking about making a studio film, WWE no longer is the boss in that relationship, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Piper the DJ. Check out his show. Check out the rest of the shows on Trending Topics Network. And it's great to hear from you.
Very.
I like the people who are listening. What's up, the captain of all things awesome and T to the mother-loving Mac. One of the three faces of Jeebs here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
And clean out your ears a little bit.
Yep.
PGBL here, back with some wrestling goodness for your podcast. Keeping it short and sweet this week, like a midget dipped in chocolate and sprinkled with sugar. Question the Firth. Did y'all see the preview of the new Sting DVD?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a big Sting fan, but it looks interesting, so I might have to invest. Question the Tooth. WWE released NXT interviewer Devin Taylor this week. I think it sucks. I really wanted to see her smash Dana Brooke. What do you guys think? Love the podcast. You guys are most excellent.
Thank
have
you.
A great week. Later. Jeebs. We are most excellent.
And with Devin
Taylor, yeah. Sorry.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
They can replace her with anyone else.
Yeah. She could be anybody.
Yep. But that's where the pat on the head started for Dana. And so I was thinking, you know, it would have been cool to have Devin get her payback, but they can just easily start that with the new girl. And Dana goes, oh, you didn't know how things went? This is how we do it. And pats on the head. And then this girl's a girl that finally snaps and gets her match with Dana at NXT TakeOver. Re-respect. And
re-respect.
Yeah, whatever they're going to call it. And, you know, so they can easily replace it. But, yeah, I agree. And she was pretty. She was easy to look at.
That's true.
So.
Yeah. GBL. I like that.
Yep.
All right, let's get into some three Ps.
Three Ps. Number one, patient.
Uh-huh.
And it's unfortunate because it was one of my favorite storylines, and it's the Summer Rae, Rusev, Ziggler, Lana thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun because you could go anywhere with it. I think they killed it, but I'm patient because I think maybe they keep it going.
Maybe.
So I'm patient.
I'm patient, but I'm not. The outlook is not hopeful.
Right. The second one's a positive.
Yeah.
The positive is Kevin Owens is IC champ. I'm really liking
still
that.
Like it. Yep.
Well, I like that he can do, because he's really good at doing the multiple layers and doing it well. I like that he still has Ryback coming up at Hell in the Cell, and it's Meathead versus Fat Ass, you know, that thing. But then he's also doing Bully, and he's bullying the Lucha Dragons. You know what I mean? He's doing both, and he's still making it. It's like, I'm still the champ. That's why I'm bullying you, Meathead, because you're stupid, and I'm bullying you because you're short and you're bad at wrestling. So fuck all you guys. I'm the IC champ. So he's doing two storylines at the same time, and he's doing them well.
I like that.
And then positive three is the WWE Network.
Okay.
Because they've put out a lot of good shit lately.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I keep saying I got to see all the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, the what I was going to say, but I already talked about it, was the Sting first look was really good. I really liked that. I also liked they put out a new rivalries, at least I think it was new, of Trish and Lita. And that was really cool to see, especially with the timing of the, Divas
Revolution that isn't. Yeah.
Right. So. That, and then what was the third thing that I liked? Oh, they did it again with Kevin Owens. They did an unfiltered with Renee Young.
Yeah.
And so those new things made me like, I got to watch the network for X, Y, and Z. So, and obviously the NXT specials, you know, they're.
Of course,
really
they're great.
Good. Yep.
All right, three Ps. I like that. Well, you know what? Let's just get out of here because we got to go do Tweet the Table because we screwed up last week and didn't publish one. That'll be Tweet the Table, Rest of the Best. That's exclusively on HeelZiggler.com. Don't forget to check that out. And then we'll be back next week for episode 117 of the Spanish Announce Table on the SpanishAnnounceTable.net. And
during cold weather, women are more likely to wear red and pink on days that they're ovulating. TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.